In coming to Psalm 119, again, we come to Zion and the eight verses that deal with Zion. In verse 49, as we begin, it reads, Zachar devar le'abdecha, al asher yichaltani. Remember the word of your servant, because, or the word literally to your servant, because you have made me to hope. Zachar is a cal imperative, second masculine singular, from the root zachar, to remember. Devar is a noun meaning word, and le'abdecha, notice the lamed is your preposition meaning to, and the noun eved becomes avd in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. And so remember the word to your servant. Al asher goes together, and we would translate it because, a conjunction, because yichaltani, because you have made me to hope. The root here is yachal, to hope. And notice the ta is the suffix for the second masculine singular. So we have a cal perfect, second masculine singular, with the pronominal suffix e and the hinge in the nun, because you have made me to hope. The hope that the psalmist has is the word of God and the promise that the Lord has said, I will help you, I will be with you, I will encourage you. So when we look at this great verse, we are looking at the Lord's assurance given to the psalmist. And it is wonderful to know how the Word of God is that which we must remind the Lord of, and it is that which encourages us and helps us. Verse 50, it says, Zot nihamti ve'oni, ki im ratecha chayatani. Notice Zot is your demonstrative pronoun, this. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has quickened me. Notice again, Zot is simply the demonstrative pronoun, and then Nechama means comfort. And so, my comfort. And notice the E is the pronominal suffix from Nechama, on to Nechama, I should say, first common singular. When we look at this root, the Ha, the final He, has changed to a Tav here in construct. So this is my comfort in my affliction. The noun Oni means affliction. The onyi, and notice the ve is your preposition in, and onyi is the noun with the pronominal suffix, first person singular. So this is my comfort, that your word has quickened me. Ki is the conjunction, and the noun imra becomes imrat in construct, meaning word or saying. Cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Your word, cha yatani, your word has quickened me. Chaya is the root, meaning to make alive or quicken. And notice it is a third feminine singular from the root chaya. So it's just your cal perfect, third feminine singular from chaya, with the pronominal suffix in the e, and the noon being the hinge there. So, for your word has quickened me, zedim. Now notice, zedim is a noun meaning the insolent or the presumptuous ones. And so, zedim elitsuni ad me'od. The proud or the insolent ones, the arrogant, have held me in derision continually or greatly. Notice, leets is the root, to laugh at or to hold in a derisive situation or to deride. Notice the hay shows us that we're looking at a hifil, perfect, third common plural with the kibbutz after the tzade, and the pronominal suffix in the e. And so the arrogant or the presumptuous ones have had me greatly in derision, or have in a way of deriding, have derided or caused to deride me. And ad ma'od means unto much or greatly. Adverbial use here meaning greatly. So the proud or the arrogant have greatly derided me, but yet mitoratecha lo natiti. Yet from your Torah I have not turned aside. Notice mim, the mim is from the preposition min. The noon of that has assimilated into the tav. And notice min means from. And then your Torah, Torah means Torah, becomes Torah in construct with the cha, the personal pronoun, second masculine singular. So from your Torah, I have not turned aside. The root here to turn aside is nata. It's a final hay root that originally was a final yod root. And so what we have here is basically the yod reappearing in this form, and the t is the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So from your Torah, I have not turned aside. Even though the arrogant and the insolent ones deride me, I gain strength from abiding in your instruction, in your Torah. And even though they scorn me, I stay at your Torah, and I have not turned aside from it. How important that is in life, to realize that the Word of God quickens us, as we saw in verse 50, in affliction. It becomes our comfort, and at the same time, when we are derided for our faith, as we stand in the Torah and make our life there, we find strength. And certainly this is true as we think of what the Bible teaches as Christians about our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we stand firm in Him, we have a firm foundation. But the Word is what gives us that. It's sort of like the little conies go into the rock and hide themselves in rocks. And that's what we need to do, hide ourselves in the rock of God's Word and turn to it for encouragement, for strength, for protection, and for life-giving health, spiritual health. And then as he goes on, he says, Zacharti Mishpatecha me'olam Adonai v'et nacham. I have remembered your ordinances which are of old, O Lord, and I have comforted myself. Notice Zacharti is from the root Zachar, to remember. It is a cal perfect, first common singular, again with the T suffix onto that root. So I have remembered Mishpatecha. I have remembered your ordinances. And notice mishpat means judgment or ordinance, and it has a segol yod, showing that it's a plural in construct with the pronominal suffix ha. And so I have remembered your ordinances, me olam, from old, from of old, O Lord. Me is just a preposition from. Notice the nun has elided or dropped out and cannot appear in the ayin because it's a guttural. And hence we have compensatory lengthening from a hirik to a tseri under the mem. So from of old, O Lord. And here we have the tetragrammaton, yod he vav he, and I have comforted myself. Notice the et necham is from the root necham, to comfort. The et is a hitpael imperfect, first common singular, from Nacham. And the Vav turns it over. It's a Vav conversive, or a Vav hafek, or a Vav consecutive. I have comforted myself. The Hitpael is a reflexive, has a reflexive use here. And so the idea is that I have remembered your ordinances, which are of old, and in your ordinances I have found comfort. And I think the idea that God judges the proud but lifts up the humble gives comfort to the psalmist and to us as we think about what the judgments of God teach us about His nature and who He is. So we need to find comfort and consolation by being in the Word and remembering God's ordinances or His judgments. And then in verse 53, he continues, Zal Afa, and notice that word is very interesting. It means something like raging heat. And I believe the idea here in this Zal Afa is that it's a raging heat, burning indignation or anger. In a righteous sense, has taken hold of him. Achazatani, notice the verb achazatani is from the root achaz, to seize or take hold of, and basically the e is your pronominal suffix, first common singular, and the achazat is the cal perfect third feminine singular. Notice achaza becoming achazat in construct. So he is saying, burning indignation has taken hold of me, me resha'im, because of the wicked ones. Notice me here is the preposition that has a causal use in the mim, in the min. Sometimes the min will have a causal use, and the nun has elided here, and we have compensatory lengthening from a hirik to a tseri under the mim. And reshaim is from the noun rasha, meaning wicked. And so he is saying burning indignation or raging heat as he's zealous for the Lord has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your Torah. Ozavei Toratecha. Ozavei is from azav, meaning to forsake. And notice the holam followed by the tseri yod shows that we are looking at a participle, a cal active participle with the o-class vowel in that first syllable, and it's in the plural in construct because of the tseri yod. So basically what he's saying is that burning indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked, the ones who are forsaking your Torah, or your instruction. Notice, Toratecha is from Torah, meaning instruction, and At is in construct again with Cha, which is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. This reminds me of Jesus when he cleaned out the money changers. There was an indignation at making his father's house a den of thieves. And so there is a righteous indignation that the psalmist also has for those who abandon the Lord's teaching and his word. It is upsetting to him. And because of their wicked deeds. And this is the context. And I think Jesus, in the cleansing of the temple, might provide a New Testament parallel to this. And then as we go on, in verse 54, as the psalmist continues, he talks about songs. Zemirot hayu li chukecha beveit megurai. The word zemirot would be translated something like songs. So songs were to your statutes were to me as songs. Notice it's emphatic here. Songs. And hayu is just your cal perfect third common plural from haya. The final hey of that lamed hey verb has elided or dropped out. And the li is just your pronoun with the pronominal suffix attached to it in the e. So they were to me, that is your statutes, chukecha. Chukecha is from the noun chok, meaning statute. And in the plural here, it becomes a kibbutz, chukecha. And notice the doubling of the kof here in the plural. And the segol yod shows that we're looking at a plural noun in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So songs, or your statutes, were songs. God's word has become like songs to the psalmist. Beveit megurai. In the house of my sojournings. Notice, megurai is in the plural construct because of the I, which is a pronominal suffix used on plural nouns. And so the thought here seems to be that in the house of my sojournings, my many pilgrimages that I take on earth, your word has brought gladness to me, your statutes, your incarved teaching, engraven, as it were, in the word. Their songs, they have become my songs in the house of my temporary dwelling, of my sojournings. And the plural here can look at all the vicissitudes of life and the pilgrimage that we as sojourners take in this world. And so the Word of God and what it teaches should become our praise, our songs, in the midst of our sojournings. Peter will say in 1 Peter 1 that we are pilgrims, that we are sojourners here. And as citizens of a heavenly kingdom, because of our relationship to Jesus Christ, we are sojourners with Him. We go outside the camp, as it were. And so, in the midst of that, God's Word brings joy to us, brings happiness. It brings songs. And I'm reminded of the Gospel of Luke and all the singing that takes place in the first two chapters at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Incarnation. And so, we as believers in Jesus have songs to sing, because of what the Word teaches us in the Lord's, can I say, carved, engraved statutes that are found there. And we live in a temporary house here, a house of sojournings as we travel and traverse this earth, God's Word can become our song, and literally our songs. Then as we go on, in verse 55, the writer continues, or the psalmist continues, Zacharti v'layla shimcha Adonai, v'ashimra toratecha, v'eshamra toratecha. Notice in verse 56, as he continues, I have remembered in the night your name, O Lord, and I have observed, eshamra, your Torah. He wants to say that he's constantly, even during the night time, reminding himself and remembering the Lord's name. Notice Zacharti is a cow perfect, first common singular, from the root Zachar. The T is that suffix showing first common singular. V'layla, va, is the inseparable preposition in, and Laila means night. So I have remembered in the night your name. Shemcha is from Shem, meaning name. It's in construct with the hirik here, in a closed, unaccented syllable, followed by Cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So, I have remembered in the night your name, O Lord, and I have observed your law. And again, Esh Shamra is from the root Shamar, to keep, or I've kept, I should say I've kept your law, is from the root to keep, Shamar. And notice the Aleph is the first common singular of the imperfect. And so this is the cow imperfect, first common singular, from Shamar, with the ha ending, showing it to be emphatic. So I have kept your law in the night time. I have meditated upon it. I have remembered your name, and I have kept your law. Toratecha, Torat, is the noun meaning law, and Cha is the pronominal suffix, first or second masculine singular. And so, what a beautiful text. At night, sometimes when we can't sleep, it is good to remember the Lord and to remember His name. And Eshmara, as he said, I will keep, or I keep your law. We're to do the same in the night time. We're to keep the Lord's law throughout not only the night, but perpetually. And as we meditate on it during the night, as we remember His name and what His name means, it then, can I say, propels us to keep His instruction. And Toratecha, again, is from Torat. It's a noun in construct from Torah with the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, in the Cha. And then finally, as his thoughts are on the Lord during the night, and as he has kept the Lord's Torah, this great section of the Zion concludes then in verse 56, when he says, Zot hayetali ki fikudecha natsarti. This I have had, that I have kept your precepts. Zot again is the feminine demonstrative pronoun from Zeh, and this has been to me, literally. Hayata is the cow perfect, third masculine singular. Notice the ah indicating the third, the third feminine singular ending, going with Zot. This has been to me. Li is the preposition, with the pronominal suffix e, this has been to me, or this I have had, namely, that your precepts I have kept. Ki is the conjunction, that, and pikud is the noun meaning precepts. And notice it's a noun in plural with the sigol yod, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So, for your precepts I have kept. Natsar is the root to keep, and the T is your suffix ending for the perfect. So it's just your kal perfect, first common singular, to keep. So I have kept your precepts. And so the Lord's Word brings spiritual comfort and joy in our lives as we keep His precepts. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And one of the most important things we can do as Christians is to desire to keep the Lord's precepts, to love Him, to obey Him. And the two great precepts are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. As we keep these, we keep all of the precepts, Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. So, what a beautiful, beautiful text here. As we remember the Word of the Lord, it brings us hope. It supplies comfort to us. It helps us when our faith is being derided. It should bring zeal to want to see righteousness lived out. It should provide melodies in our hearts and songs that we sing from the Lord's Word. And His Word should be something that is constantly in our mind, even in the night seasons, at nighttime, with the goal to observe it and to keep it, so that we can say with the psalmist, I have kept your precepts.